This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Canadian developers behind a proposed metals mine that's about 20 miles from the border seek another permit extension from BC regulators. If it's built, the KSM mine could be larger than the proposed Pebble mine in Bristol Bay. The company behind the project says the pandemic has delayed progress, but critics say the company is stalling, hoping to attract new investors. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, Alaska fishing interests and conservation groups are opposing the permit extension, while state officials remain silent.
The KSM mine received approvals in 2014 on the condition that it break ground within 5 years. At the end of its 52-year lifespan, it would be designed to hold back billions of tons of liquid mine tailings. 2 years ago, it received an extension, giving it until 2024 to start work. Now, citing the COVID pandemic, it's asked for another 2 years after that. Nikki Scoots heads Northern Confluence, a BC-based nonprofit that's critical of mine practices. She says BC authorities, similar to Alaska, have granted mine companies waivers to keep working as essential industries amidst the pandemic.
You know, maybe it cost more, maybe it was a bit more challenging, but we know that work did go underway this summer despite the pandemic.
The tailings storage facility would include dams holding back liquid mine waste. At its highest, more than 780 feet, there are some risks and liabilities.
You know, I imagine there's some risk aversion from some of the bigger players. They'd probably prefer to see to invest in mines that might not have as risky tailings facilities.
Southeast Alaska fishermen have long been wary of transboundary mining because of potential impacts on habitat on salmon-producing rivers and streams.
The KSM mine is up the Unic River.
Amy Daugherty heads Alaska Trollers Association.
You know, having low escapement year after year and having development up that very same river, it can, you know, shut us down.
Alaska and First Nation tribes have been monitoring mines being developed in BC's so-called Golden Triangle of mining projects on Southeast Alaska's doorstep. Rob Sanderson Jr. chairs the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission.
Those tailing sites, you know, are going to be well over 600 feet high, and anything happens up there in that watershed, it's going to affect everything in our Southeast Alaska waterways.
In 2014, state regulators in Alaska registered concerns over potential impacts to fish habitat and water quality in the Unac River watershed. In 2017, state officials followed up with a fact-finding mission over the border, which included a flyover of KSM and meeting with mine executives and regulators. But this month, during a 30-day comment period, the Dunleavy administration opted not to weigh in. State regulators say they reasoned a permit extension wouldn't alter the project. Joe Weitz is an activist with Salmon Beyond Borders in Juneau.
This inaction from the state of Alaska is doing a disservice to Alaska and Alaskans.
Weitz says if the extension is granted, it'd potentially allow the mine to be developed using a 12-year-old analysis.
Again, we maintain that the state of Alaska, the Dunleavy administration, should join our congressional delegation in the push for international binding solutions to this very much international problem.
The permit extension received two comments in favor. One was an anonymous email. The other came from a local mine consultant who's done work in the past for Seabridge Gold on a nearby mine. The company insists the mine can and will be built safely and responsibly. Seabridge Gold released a two-page statement arguing that the tailings facility would not impact water quality on the Alaska side of the border. Austin Williams of Trout Unlimited says it's understandable that British Columbia seeks to develop its mineral resources. But he says it's got to be done in a way that's responsible.
That doesn't put all of the burden and the risk on Alaskans and, you know, really gives us some certainty that if something goes wrong with the transboundary mines, that Alaskans aren't stuck paying the price.
BC's Ministry of Environment and Climate Change Strategy says Seabridge Gold will be required to respond to the written comments. If the ministry rejects the permit extension, Seabridge Gold still has until the summer of 2024 to find a partner and get started. Otherwise, it'd be back to the drawing board. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.
KMBA News is made possible with support from listeners like you. You can download the podcast and become a sustaining member today by going to kmba.org.